We're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios is the Executive Director of Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB, Sam Temple. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for so much for coming in. We are in May already, and I think most everyone is glad we're not in April still.
Yeah, it is. The year, luckily, our muggy spring, as unpleasant as some of the weather has been, is flying by.
Yeah. So we've got that going for us. I want to talk about our Saints baseball.
That's right.
You are a broadcaster of St. Paul Saints baseball game. We were talking before we went on the air. We do have season tickets to the Saints game, four tickets for every game.
Right.
I don't know if any of those have been used yet because the weather's so bad, but if anyone would like to go to a Saints game, look at the schedule, give me a call. We can probably set you up with some tickets for that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it's real good weather to watch the Saints on TV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anyone can do it. You can stream at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us, or you can find us on the city website. You can get the, if you have Charter Spectrum, that's channel 180 to watch live. We've got a game coming up tonight and a few other games this week as well. So you can tune in, check it out. And if you have a chance to see them live, you know, one of the videos that we produced in last month was a promo for watching the Saints, and it was an interview with Sean Aronson from the Saints. And just very community-oriented, very proud of the different events that they put on, proud of how they can get people to feel together in the ballpark. And I think that's what I really love about Saints baseball, about Twins baseball, is it feels like a connective tissue across Minnesota. So there's a lot of good stuff going on there, and whether you're joining us at home through NPB or taking advantage of KYMN's giveaway tickets there, a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, the Saints, of course, now the AAA affiliate for the Minnesota Twins, which was like a marriage made in heaven.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
You'll see a lot of the names you hear from Twins fans of some of the young prospects coming through just about before. They're just about to make it into the big leagues. So a great brand of baseball. And the Saints were always just fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the things that Sean talked about in our interview was what that partnership is like, and they both had just very clear expectations of, hey, you do your thing, we'll just give you your players, and that's really what they've been able to do to maintain what they've always done, and now they just get the added benefit of being an affiliate.
Sam Temple is with us from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB. Let's talk about what else has been going on over the past month, some of the things you've been shooting, filming, and you can have access now at NPB.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Saints are not the only athletics that we're having on our station. Another piece is the Minnesota Vixen, and that is professional women's football. Talked a little bit about this last time, but similar to our interview with Sean Aronson, we also had an interview with Laura Brown from the Vixen. So just explaining a little bit more about what the league is, explaining kind of where Minnesota ranks, and it is a very highly ranked team. It's a very good team in the league. And just kind of what that organization is like, because we knew it would be an introduction for a lot of people. Not a lot of people, at least in the area, there are some diehard fans, but there's a lot of general awareness of the Minnesota Vixen. So trying to increase that, because they, likewise, our community television network has been very supportive in getting their games on the air as much as possible as well.
All right. Let's turn it to some local programming and such. What's going on?
Absolutely. So there's been a lot happening in the last month. It feels like between the spring weather, there's going to be maintenance. There's going to be people thinking about home projects. You might have gone to the Home and Garden Show or the Earth Day event. There's a lot happening. So one of the things that I filmed recently was a rain garden workshop that was put on at in a classroom in Northfield High School. That was a partnership between a couple of different groups, including the City of Northfield and Clean River Partners, and just talking about what a rain garden is, what the function is, how to put one together. So we've got that, a truncated version of that session online. And there's a transportation survey came out in the last month, so we had bilingual videos made trying to get people to participate in that, and they got a lot of really great survey results from that. So anyone who took the transportation survey, we really, really appreciate it, because they had a good number of results. and people took part and gave thoughtful answers, and we really appreciated that. So anytime that the city or one of our partners puts out a survey, it really does help guide decision making. So as much as possible, we really appreciate people participating in that.
Yeah, very much. Folks, you can get involved in your government by doing things like that.
Yeah.
They really do want to know what the people are thinking.
Yeah.
You know, don't make us guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And having it all in one collated place where you can mm-hmm. make sure that you have the questions form that you want to have. You can get all of, you know, how does this answer match with this answer for this particular person, blah, 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 blah. It's really very helpful and insightful to have that. And we know it feels like we put out a lot of surveys, but surveys, especially for like communications, getting the exact wording of all the questions, how we want it to be, translating it to make sure that not just the words are in other languages, but culturally we still are asking the question that we want to ask. It's huge. So it might feel like, okay, this is just a quick 5-minute thing. How much is this going to really help? Or I don't know if I really have any insight there. Well, that's an answer, too, if you're a member of the community. So we really, really appreciate people participating in those. We're hiring for a couple different positions, and it feels like we always have new opportunities for people, whether it's seasonal work or staff positions. We recently had a utilities operator position open. The applications for that have closed now, but we made a video about that, and I got to go around the water department, so that was fun. I hadn't been in the weeds or the pipes, rather, of it, and so that was fun to be in there, see how that all works.
Yeah,
so.
that's an opportunity that not many people have.
Absolutely, yeah. So that was a lot of fun. So yeah, I can't apply for the position anymore, but if you want to just check out some shots of the water department, you can see that video.
I may do that. It sounds kind of fascinating.
Yeah. This month we've been working a lot with local history, and mm-hmm. Because we have some nonprofit partners, collaborators that we've been working with, trying to put stuff together. One video that just came out was an introduction to the Northfield Historical Society. So a lot of people know the organization. A lot of people have patronized it during Defeated Jesse James days, or maybe they were there on a school trip. But we just wanted to have a simple introduction video to the mm-hmm. Northfield Historical Society. So they put together a nice script that came into our studio space and filmed it. And we put together just a simple PSA explaining what the Northfield Historical Society is, what, you know, their mission is. And that was a real delight. And we were able to use a lot of their collection for the photos that we used. And I think that's just always fun, being able to see those historic photos, especially when you can get close-ups like you can in video.
Yeah, absolutely. The Historical Society's always been near and dear to my heart. I'm a history guy, kind of a history junkie. And the whole library that they have available to people who want to research and look things up, if you're curious about history, their ongoing displays and the different exhibits that they have, it's so much more. I mean, once you really mm-hmm. get involved in that, you forget all about Jesse James was a part of our history, too, because they have the rest of the history covered very well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that really what is a flashpoint in the history, but it is not the entire history.
No.
Of the town is certainly a defining moment, but they do a really good job of highlighting the people who made the community, but also just the people who lived here, the mm-hmm. people who called this community home for a long time. So they do a lot of really good work there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And another historical organization serving the Northfield community is the Rice County Historical Society. They recently had a program they supported on early African American history in southern Minnesota. And Micah Anders, a historian and researcher, was working on this project for a long time and found a lot of really, really neat stories and resources, specifically through the Rice County Historical Society. So Micah Anders, her research was based around southern Minnesota as a whole, but presenting for the Rice County audience, she focused as much locally as possible. And there was some really fascinating stuff. And one thing she said was the Rice County Historical Society was one of the most helpful organizations in this research process. So there's Northfield Stories, Faribault Stories. So if you're interested in that, it's a really fascinating presentation, about an hour long. Some history folks are very good researchers, and that is their good niche. You know, and I've been there where, like, I'm really fascinated about a subject, but I just I'm so deep in the weeds of the research that I don't quite have the story put mm-hmm. together. I don't quite have the communication put together to make it as compelling. That's one thing that you struggle with history is like, hey, I've been in the research room. I've held these historical documents. I understand the excitement of this. So how do you translate that to someone who isn't necessarily going to be able to go through that process of discovery? How do you translate that excitement to someone who isn't going to hold that? But Micah Anders is a phenomenal storyteller, and she did a wonderful job feeling that excitement, feeling that sense of discovery as you're uncovering the story. So if you're interested not just in the historical research process, but also just the stories and the really untold narrative of early African Americans in Rice County, you can check out Micah Anders' presentation on the City of Northfield YouTube page and Northfield Public Broadcasting.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gonna have to do that. Have to check that out.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to pass along?
No, just that there's a lot going on. We try to balance what we do of there's municipal things with the PSAs that we do, but then there's also these wonderful partnerships that we have with local groups, whether it's Clean River Partners or the Northfield Historical Society. We really, really enjoy having these partner organizations so that we can highlight the good that is already happening in the community and making sure that we're not just connecting people with resources, but we're also telling those stories. So if you have one of those stories to tell, don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to submit whatever you might have, even if it is just you telling a story mm-hmm. on your phone camera for a little while. This is more and more NPB is becoming the community hub, the virtual gathering space that we want it to be. So I hope people are game to participate in that.
And for our listeners out there, once again, how can they view your works?
Absolutely. So if you have Charter Spectrum, you can find us on cable station 180 or 187. But for folks who either don't want to do that or aren't able to do that, you can find us online at npb.ci.northfield.mn.us, or you can find the television tab on the City of Northfield website.
All right. Sam, thank you so much for coming in. Yeah. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sam Temple, the Executive Director of NPB, Northfield Public Broadcasting, here on The One.